The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's Saturday morning on the First Coast. It's 10 o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. That means this is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Carrie Bracey.
Aha, we have a third voice today. Carrie has graciously attended today. She is a long-term care insurance specialist, and we have been spending quite a lot of time, as you all know, in October and November, talking about long-term care and the various aspects from the point of view of various and sundry people, financial planning, and the people who actually work in the business. Carrie is in the business of selling and consulting on the policies and knows a lot of the intricacies. So if you have any questions about that, be sure to give us a call. And any other financial questions or just to say hi, you can always give us a call. I remind you all the time that not all financial radio shows are created equal. Most of them pre-recorded or recorded in a different market, played back, very often repetitive and boring. You get to hear only what the host wants you to hear. But if you want to take control of any of the editorial content, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255, area code 904, and ask us anything you want. Callers always go to the head of the line, so don't be bashful. We will have a trivia question. We're going to talk about a few things, including the fact that it is the beginning of the holiday season, and I didn't know this until I got out and started heading to the studio today, but apparently the speed limit on Butler has been raised 10 or 15 miles an hour, and they didn't tell me. So it had to be, because the little black cars were going on both sides of me, and it was like there was some kind of a deadline I didn't know about. Be careful out there, folks. I'd just soon have all of you get through the season alive. All right, enough of that. Let's see. Last week, this time, I believe I used the term boring for the market for the week. I'm pretty sure that was the word I picked up.
For last week?
Last week.
Hmm.
I will not use the term boring for this week.
No.
Although it is very difficult to keep the smile off my face.
Yeah. Unlike last week, I'm pretty happy to bring you the market round.
I'm not surprised.
Week.
And let's put it right on the table here. We needed it.
Yeah, we sure did.
This year has really been difficult.
Yeah, continuing with the crazy year, last week the market dropped on the news that the Fed was getting close to locking down a December rate hike. Since then, the Paris terrorist attacks have happened, as well as a few other incidents. And how did the market react? Well, the market basically shrugged off everything and decided to take off. The S&P gained 3.3% this week, while the Dow was up 3.4 and the NASDAQ up 3.6. We gained back just about everything that we had lost. So, yay, good week.
Yeah.
Pretty happy.
Sometimes it's just really difficult to stand still because
yeah,
the headwinds are pushing you back. It's two steps forward, three steps back, and vice versa. What do you look forward to end of the year? Are you still sticking with your flat to down a little?
Yeah, I could see it just coasting from here on out or more volatility. Honestly, it's so hard to tell right now. Nothing happens the way you expect it to happen. You would think with what happened last Friday, it would have been a crazy volatile week, but it was the opposite. So who can predict these things?
We're coming into a season of weather also, and I checked with the Old Farmer's Almanac this morning, the most trustworthy long-term forecaster I know of, and they say brace yourself for a really bad winter. And the part of me that used to live in Wisconsin says, oh, goody, because we get to sit down here and watch it. But the part of me that deals with things like the energy markets, I'm hoping, if it is true, that maybe the energy market starts to get its foothold back and control its pricing a little bit better, because we're all benefiting when we fill up our gas tanks, but we're suffering as investors. I want those companies to get back on their feet. I want them to rehire a lot of the people that have been laid off coming into the holidays. It would be a very, very good thing for this country if we could stabilize oil prices and start to march them up just a little bit, and it wouldn't hurt us all that badly. So we'll see. Who should benefit? Well, if you look at retail this week, you see the change in retail big time. Bricks and mortar, not so good.
But Amazon.
Amazon, 114%. In fact, my trivia question has to do with that. It's kind of distorting a lot of things with a big push in Amazon. But all I can tell you right now is that I don't see anything really bad happening. If we can get through events like Paris, even if we had something of some consequence here, I think our markets are resilient enough to take it. There's just nowhere else to put your money, folks.
There really isn't.
Put it in the mattress or whatever, but there just isn't much else to do. So stick with it. Hold your nose once in a while. That's the only way you can get through it. And know that once out of every 5 years or so, there's going to be a year that's pretty much dead flat. And it's looking like, for all the gyrations that we've had this year, this might be one of those.
Yeah, that's why my prediction is sort of staying the same. It's just, we can't get any traction in either direction. Every time it goes down, it bounces right back. Every time we get a little pop, it pulls back. So
it's very hard to make money. But since everything happens in the course of a week or so, you kind of got to stay involved and just bite the bullet once in a while. When those bad weeks come, like the one in August and another one in October, you got to look at it and say, is there a reason that this happened? And I have not found the reason. It gets a little heady once in a while when it ran up like it did earlier this year. Came back to earth, I guess. You look at the earnings season recap for this year.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, it's just below average.
Yeah.
But in the midst of a bull market recovery, you really don't want to see that. You want to see it beat the average, and that would be a much better sign for the economy.
Yeah, the biggest problem that we've had, and we've had it for a long, long time now, is lack of customers. It's top-line revenues that are missing. You can't continue to make money forever by buying back your own stock, laying off people. It has a limit on the bottom side. We hear all this wonderful stuff about, jobs being created here and there. People don't have any money, folks. Part-time jobs aren't doing it. All right, trivia question today brought to you by First Coast Alarm. Call Ken Bales at 636-7888. The Russell 3000 Index is the 3,000 largest stocks in the country. The index itself is up just about 1%. My question is, what is the change in the average stock in the Russell 3000 for the year? The only answer that I will tell you that it is not is plus 1%. I won't tell you plus. I won't tell you minus. What is the average stock changed when the index itself is up 1 point? All right. After the break, we're going to get carry going, and we're going to talk a lot about things like long-term care insurance, and we got a list of questions for her, and she's got a list of things to tell you, and we put them all together, and hopefully you'll get something out of it.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912, 800-738-1912, 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Carrie Bracey.
And Carrie's here to help us kind of wrap up a month and a half or so of a good solid look at something that we know as financial planners is really critical to the long-term financial success and independence of our clients. So we want to get into some topics, but first I want to give you our holiday schedule. I have reminded you all that not all radio shows are created equal, in that next weekend, you are probably going to hear nothing but reruns almost everywhere. We will be here. We will be live. You be here and help us out, just to let us know that you appreciate us coming in and like that. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. The trivia question is out there. The Russell 3000 index is up about 1% on the year. What is the average stock change for the year, plus or minus? And the only answer that we ruled out is 1% up. Again, brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm. I want to ask a very simple question to get Carrie started. Oh, by the way, call us at 222-TALK. I know I had to give that out. 222-8255, area code 904. Carrie,
yes.
Is it important to have a long-term care policy?
Well, I would say it's probably one of the most important insurances out there. It's not necessarily the one that's used the most or that people recognize, but from a statistical standpoint of what insurances you're going to need, long-term care is really up there. The most recent statistics I've seen is if you've made it to the age of 65, you have a better than 70% chance of needing some form of long-term care between then and the time that you pass away. That's a pretty huge number in the world of insurances.
It is. The only one I know better than that is life insurance. That's about 100%.
Yep. You have 100% chance of dying. That's true.
The average person has a lot of misconceptions, I believe. I've done radio for many, many years, and we've asked the question many times, do you have long-term care insurance? Oh, yeah. Then you start talking to them. You find out they might have a disability policy or they're on Medicare or something like that. So I've learned that you always open up a discussion on long-term care with what isn't long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. And that basically is everything else if you have more than two nickels to rub together, right?
Yeah, basically. Long-term care, the qualifications for long-term care don't have anything to do with skilled nursing. And that's really from a health insurance standpoint and a Medicare, that's where they focus, is on skilled acute care. Long-term care is more about whether or not you can perform activities of daily living all by yourself, without supervision, without assistance. And that's a very different thing than what health insurance covers. And I think the most the largest misconception out there is that Medicare is going to provide long-term care insurance for people, and that's not the case.
So. Medicare is good for a stint in the hospital, mm-hmm. and then it stops.
Right.
And we're talking lots of money here on a daily basis for a hospital stay or a nursing home stay or having help inside your home. Mm-hmm. That I've seen those numbers lately where that's running $92,000-$93,000 a year. Do you know around this area what we're talking about?
Yeah, there was just a the 2015 cost of care study came out. Genworth produces a national thing, and they do. They break it down by state, by country, and they also break it down by geographic region. So in Jacksonville right now, the average cost for home health assistance, home health aid, is about $20 an hour. So depending on, you know, how much care you need at home, there's that.
If the difference if it's 8 hours a day or 24 hours a day.
Absolutely.
Huge.
Pretty big difference, yeah. If you want to be in an assisted living facility, the average in Jacksonville is running about $4,000 a month. And if you needed to be in a nursing home facility, the costs are anywhere from about $220 a day to $290 a day, depending on whether you want a semi-private room, private room, that kind of thing.
I've always referred to long-term care insurance as wealth insurance. Mm-hmm. The reason being pretty obvious if you think about it. You get to a certain point in your life, you've amassed your assets that you're going to live on for the rest of ever. You've got a little income from Social Security, maybe a pension, maybe an annuity, whatever, and then you have some investments. Well, you start cranking out that kind of money on an annual basis, and your wealth is going to be depleted rather abruptly.
Yep.
What's the average length of time somebody, once they start having care, lasts before they no longer need it for one reason or the other? Either the body bag goes out the door or they let you go home.
Yeah, well, the national average that I've seen is 2.2 years is the average. That can vary very significantly because you figure you have some people who needed a very short stint, a recovery or something from a an acute injury. The biggest concern for me is anything cognitive. You know, where if you have any form of dementia, senility, anything that is cognitive related, those things can go on for years and years and years. And I'm sure a lot of people out there have experienced that in their own life with their parents or their grandparents or anything else. So that's the one that scares me in terms of, you know, really, I say it's not just putting a hole in the bucket. It's, you know, it's taking the whole bottom of the bucket out from you financially. So.
Yeah. I think we've had friends that were in that situation. Whether you call it Alzheimer's, whether you call it senility, whatever you call it, it can take a long time, a long agonizing time. And there really, I don't know of anything else that's going to help pay your bills, is there?
There really isn't. I mean, you can have, it used to be that all families sort of lived in the same town, you know, and this is how long-term care used to be dealt with, is that the younger generation took care of the older generation. And unfortunately, or fortunately for people, it's just not that way anymore for most people. Families tend to be geographically spread out across long distances. And, you know, it's a difficult thing to put as a burden on a child who has their own children or their own career or other things, even if they want to take care of mom or dad. It's a very difficult thing to do, whether financially or just logistically. So it's most people do not want to end up being a burden on anybody, I think is the real story. So
I hear that from virtually every older person I've ever dealt with, including my own mother.
Yeah.
So true. I've had sort of a rule of thumb that I've lived by in my profession. The amount of net worth that you must have before you should buy it and the amount of net worth you might have, which would allow you probably to not need it. Mm-hmm. I have a range in there. Do you have some guidelines that you use?
Yeah, I would say, you know, assets, if you have more than about $6 to $8 million, you probably can self-insure, right?
So that's you know, a little higher than my range, but inflation being what it is, I understand it.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, you know, in terms of the bottom line assets, you know, you can use $1 million, you could use $500,000. I would err on the side of more like $500,000 in assets. As long as if you have less than that, then, you know, theoretically, yes, maybe you could have the Medicaid as an option down the road, do some planning on that side. But I think, you know, it's a pretty wide range.
It is. And there is a significant cost of doing it really well. But if you're worth $200,000 or $300,000 outside of it, and you spend that in 2 years, mm-hmm. insuring it is not going to make a bunch of difference.
Yeah,
so that's something that I stress to people, but a lot of people don't really understand that their net worth is high enough that it needs to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about just having a pension that goes on while you're alive, because if you have additional living expenses to that amount of money, you're pensions aren't going up that much to cover it, and your Social Security certainly isn't.
Yep, Yep.
So what do? You look at doing this. From the younger person's perspective, Adam has said this in meetings that I've been in with him. I know he feels pretty solid with this. But when I bought the policies back in 2004 for Sarah and me, I told the kids that I'd done them a big favor. Do you agree?
I do. Because otherwise, what would we do? It would be the burden would be placed on myself and my sisters to assist you in doing the things that this long-term care will provide. And we all have careers and we all have kids. And like Carrie mentioned earlier, that's just not really feasible at this point in our lives.
Yeah, I think if you want to learn to resent your parents, all you got to do is get put in a situation where you have to be their caretaker. Now, yeah. Personally, my mother cared for my grandmother for a long, long time. And for that, I am absolutely certain that there's sainthood awaiting her somewhere. But I can't say that it was easy. And my grandmother was remarkably good for a woman who lived 100 years.
She was the most independent 99-year-old I'd ever seen.
I absolutely agree. But we can't count on those things anymore. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending which side you're on, what's happened to life expectancies in this country is absolutely astounding.
It is, and it keeps going up. It's not, that trend is probably not going to stall or reverse itself, so we really need to plan even more for that in the future.
Yeah, 100 years ago, if you were born, you had a life expectancy around 50. Now you're up in the mid-80s. The life insurance tables go over 100, and the probabilities, if you make certain cutoff ages, are well into the 90s. Which brings me to the question of, okay, let's assume I can get long-term care insurance. I'm backing up a little bit now. What should I buy? How much should I buy? What should it cost? How do I protect myself? And I do want to go through all of those things with Carrie. I don't want to do it with a couple minutes left in this segment. So instead of that, Carrie, why don't you tell the people who you are, how to find you, and what you do, and then I'll throw in a couple of my own personal comments, too.
So my name is Carrie Bracey. I have a practice called Agentia Partners. I'm over off of Gate Parkway. You can reach me at 904-626-9186. And, I've worked with Steve, and we've been able to work on a number of different, with clients who both have existing policies and have already done the planning and just have some questions about what they did in the past, and also those who, you know, haven't really addressed this issue and are wondering where they even get started. So,
which brings me to my compliment, I guess. I like it as a planner when somebody comes into me and they're asking me questions that are beyond my scope. I like to have someone available that I can say, well, call whoever and ask about it, and you'll probably get a good answer. And I've seen Carrie in action a couple of times now helping people out. And a couple of the cases I want to talk about have to do with, What if it starts to get harder to afford this because prices are going up, or you're in a difficult situation financially, or you're retiring and losing some of the income or something like that? I also want to talk about some alternative financing methods for it that you may not think of, some new products that are coming along that are not necessarily traditional, but they might be helpful. So all those things. Anyway, when I have sent people to Carrie, they come back thanking me, which is pretty cool. I like that. But she's very, very good, and if you're involved in this and you want a really good objective viewpoint on what you actually need, don't hesitate to call us or don't hesitate to call her. Our office number, Adam?
Is 904-685-1505.
All right, and you've got another minute. Why don't you go ahead and tell them more about us before the break, and then we'll get back into some harder questions right after.
Sure. We're also available online. You can find us at www.vanweefinancial.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/vanweefinancial. And we're even on Twitter at vanweefinancial. If you're someone who doesn't like to call and would prefer email, use info@vanweefinancial.com. And you can always email us questions, and we will print them out and bring them in and answer them live on the show.
Okay, cool. Trivia question. The Russell 3000 index is up about 1% on the year. What has been the change, plus or minus, by percent, in the average stock in the Russell 3000? It is not a 1% change. The Russell index is made up of a bunch of stocks that changed a bunch of different ways. So you have to figure out what's going on here, and there's always a method to my madness. Don't go away.
News. news, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Paris Prosecutor's Office says authorities have released seven people detained during a deadly police raid that was linked to the deadly terrorist attacks. Prosecutor spokesman Agnès Thibault-Lucivert said today in a press conference that the eighth person detained during Wednesday's operation in an apartment in Saint-Denis remains in custody. At least three people were killed in that raid. The U.S. Embassy in Belgium has urged Americans in the country to shelter in place and remain at home. That's after local authorities warned the threat of a terrorist attack in the Brussels area is seriously imminent. Mali's Interior Ministry says that of the 20 people killed in Friday's attack at a luxury hotel in the capital, 18 were guests. The remaining two were Malian police. A spokesman said at a press conference that 17 guests were also injured, along with the three Malian police officers. This is SRN News.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, November 25th at 6 p.m., it's free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School. Now through Saturday, November 28th at 9 a.m. each day, it's the Road to Victory and World War II by Land, Sea, and Air, the exhibit at the Beaches Branch Library in Neptune Beach. And Saturday, November 28th, starting at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Light Boat Parade and Fireworks Show on the St. John's River in front of the Jacksonville Landing.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com.
Paul Ryan has been in Washington for far too long. Go try to get a job as an associate at a law firm and then go to the partnership and say, I know you guys want me to be a junior associate, but I like to be with my family, and that's just not going to work for me. So if you want me, you're going to have to abide by my rules. The partnership would just laugh him or a partner, a would-be partner at the law firm, out the door.
The Laura Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk WBOB.
Walk into any Tom Bush dealership and you'll see many of the same faces from the last time you bought your car and the time before that.
We have a lot of long-term employees and we'll be here when you come back. New Mazda, Volkswagen, BMW, and Mini Cooper, and then over 250 used cars.
For 45 years, Tom Bush has understood that customers become part of the family, and family will always come back for their next car.
Come join the family, the Tom Bush family of dealerships, online at tombush.com.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Looking at some action on the roads. So watch out for the lane blocked over there at Beach Boulevard westbound at Foster Drive due to a crash. Another crash, 295 southbound at Monument Road. Going to be rainy all weekend. 50% chance of that today and tomorrow. Looking for daytime high today, 76 and mostly cloudy skies. Still hanging in 72 degrees at News Talk AM 600. FM 100.3 WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back on this sort of drizzly, rainy Saturday morning. This is the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Carrie Bracey.
And I think I'd be remiss if I just didn't make one little quick mention of what the Jaguars pulled off on Thursday night, which they did the week before also. And I was commenting to Carrie, who was at the game, I was commenting to her a little bit ago that it seemed like for the past few years we had a team who always looked for a way to lose. Now we seem to have a team that always looks for a way to win, and that's a heck of a lot more fun. Now, if the defense can keep playing the way they are and we can groom the offense a little bit, we could actually have some fun for the next few years. Good job, guys.
Way to go.
And way to go, fans. That was a loud stadium. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Carrie was telling me the enthusiasm level is right up there right now. That's a good thing. Lines are open, 222-TALK. It's 904-222-8255. Trivia questions is out there. The Russell 3000 Index, which incorporates most of the tradable stocks in this country, is up 1% for the year. What has been the change in the average share in the Russell 3000 Index? This segment brought to you by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. You live in Florida, and even when it drizzles, things just grow faster. Give Troy a call at 662-9794. All right, we're talking with Carrie Bracey about long-term care insurance. She was educating me a little bit in the break, and I will help you guys get cut in on that knowledge right now. The first question I asked her in the break was, at what age does a normal person start, or should the normal person start looking at buying a long-term care policy? I assume you have to get old enough to understand that you're probably going to be financially successful, or you wouldn't be thinking about it, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I would say the average age people start looking is somewhere between 50 and 65. Is that the right age? You know, the younger you are, the better your health should be, right? So better chance of actually getting the policy, as well as your premiums being, you know, significantly lower. The older you get, the higher the premiums go. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I bought a policy on myself when I was 32 years old, and I don't think that was too young to do it.
That's not just talking the talk, that's walking the walk.
Yeah. Right? So,
well, the statistics will say, Adam, you know about those. The statistics financially on this stuff say it's a good idea, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about it a few weeks ago, and I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but it was a really big number, and I believe it was in the 30 percentile of people that are under the age of 65 that are using long-term care.
Yes.
So it's not just for seniors. It's anyone, and it can happen for a variety of reasons. It doesn't have to be one of the dread diseases or an aging incident. It can be from a car accident. It could be from any type of injury of that sort. So the need is out there for younger people as well as the elderly.
And the financial statistics, it is so inexpensive if you buy it early. There have been increases, and it's due to the industry itself having kind of run up against the very, very blunt sword of called experience. Another thing I asked Carrie, how many companies are currently writing it? She says there's about a dozen. But what was it years ago?
It was over 100 a decade ago. Yeah.
And some of that is consolidation and merger. A lot of them quit writing it. I'm with MetLife. They stopped writing new, but they're still carrying it. So
yep.
One by one, we're seeing the carriers cut down. The first thing I would tell everybody to do if they're looking is, if you haven't heard of the company, you're probably not going to want it. But there's a rating system that Carrie believes in and I believe in. And what's it called and how do you get there?
It's called the Comdex rating. And you can Google any company and find out what their Comdex rating is. Basically, the way to look at a Comdex rating, it's a conglomeration of the ratings of multiple financial institutions. So it's Moody's and S&P and AM Best. And they consolidate all that to give it a score on a scale of 100. So, you know, if you're looking at a company and it's a 90, it's an A company, right? Anything between 90 and 100 is a strong, financially solid company. If it's less than that, you know, if I'm banking on something that I may use 30, 40 years from now, I'm definitely going to be interested in the rating of the company and make sure they're still going to be around when I need it.
Okay, so basically it's don't buy junk.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're looking at it, the first thing you have to know is that it's subject to underwriting. In other words, you have to be in a reasonable state of health as judged by the insurance carrier, or you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the chances that as you get older, it's going to be more difficult? Close to 100%, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another reason to start early. All right. So let's say somebody is maybe 50 or low 50s, things are going pretty well, family's growing up, income's pretty steady, job's going well, and you start looking down the line and say, well, you know, I might have $1 million for retirement or something like that, and I got to start protecting those things. What's the process?
So the process is we design the policy, and the design process is, you know, I call it the blessing and the curse. Standalone long-term care policies are extremely customizable. which can overwhelm a lot of people. So you do want to work with somebody who knows what they're doing and can at least tell you, you know, here's a good starting point. We can adjust from here. But, you know, you have the multiple, or the areas you can adjust are your total daily benefit, your benefit duration, your how much of the what percentage of your daily benefit you want available for home care, if you want that included. And then the big one is inflation protection, because, you know, what we're starting with today is the cost of care today. And again, if you don't need this policy for 30 years, it's highly unlikely that the cost is going to be the same 30 years from now. So you need to include some form of inflation protection on those policies as well.
Yeah, I told Carrie that this morning, in preparation for coming in here, I looked at the cost breakdown of my own policy, and I was kind of surprised to find that the base on the policy was only 34% of what we actually pay. The big thing, over 50%, is the 5% compound inflation rider. That is really expensive, but I went back and looked at what it meant from when I bought it to today, and it's pretty obvious why. Mm-hmm. Is it's only been 11 years, and now they're hardly related anymore. And that argument has come to light lately in our office. And there are various ways that inflation can be built into your policy. You want to give us a rundown on that?
Yeah, so depending on the carrier, you have any form of, some of them have simple inflation, some have compound inflation, and it can be anywhere between 3 and 5%. And then you also have usually an option for either a future benefit increase where you're going to buy it at some consumer price index ratio, or an automatic consumer price index. So it just goes up with whatever the CPI does.
And of course, compounding costs more than not compounding.
Absolutely.
5% costs more than 4, which costs more than 3. Let's say you want all this stuff, but you get the numbers put together and it's just not there. How do you start to tailor it so that it will still make sense to you?
Well, one of the inflation options that I like best is called CPI offers or future benefit option, depending on the carrier. But basically what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to have the option to increase it over time. It allows you to be eligible with the state partnership program, which we'll get into in a moment, but it also allows you to kind of build this into your budget over time. So you start with your premium a little lower and you are able to increase it without going back through underwriting, without doing anything else in the future. You're able to increase your benefit as you go.
Now, what about pricing on those additions?
The pricing on those additions is whatever. So let's say that the consumer price index is up 3% this year. You would get an offer to then increase your daily benefit by 3%. And in doing that, whatever your premium is would also go up by 3%. So it's a, you know, same percentage either side. Yep.
Okay. Which seems very fair to me. But then the out-of-pocket costs are going to be escalating at some kind of a compounded rate also.
Right, right.
That there may be an alternative to that. I want to do this right after the break, but one of the things that got me going on this, Carrie helped with a situation that it really opened my eyes. I was a salesman for long-term care for a long time, but I've been out of it almost 10 years. Lots and lots have changed. So I got into this thing, and I learned a few things, both about the partnership program and about alternative ways to approach the whole concept of buying a policy, which also relates to the concept of how you can fix a policy that isn't going exactly the way you wanted because they're starting to rattle your cage for more money. Those topics I want to catch right after the break. I learned something, and I plan to learn more, and I would imagine that all of you can do the same thing. All right, the trivia question still out there for a Publix gift card brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm for the year. Russell 3000 Index is up about 1% overall. What has been the change in the average stock of the Russell 3000, plus or minus, by percent? The only answer that we know is incorrect is the 1% plus. So give us a call, 222-TALK. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a short break.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Carrie Bracey.
And we're talking mostly today about long-term care and long-term care insurance. That is not the only topic on our mind. If you care to call us with a question, give us a call. Lines are open at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. But meanwhile, some things that we are, I guess I would say, I'm being educated on a little bit. I'm really glad we got this chance to spend some serious time with Carrie, because there are things that have changed in the 9 years or so I've been out of this. I know a lot about it, but there are some details that have changed, and I'm really happy to know about them. And more importantly, I'm happy to share them with everybody else. The first thing that I have in mind is this Florida Partnership Program, which came in after I was no longer in the business. I find that I have had some misconceptions about it, so I'll let the expert explain it a bit.
Yeah, so the partnership program was developed under the old standards. If you had had your long-term care policy and it had a pool of benefits of, let's say, $300,000 that was paid out on your behalf, and at some point you had exhausted those pool of benefits, you now wanted to qualify for Medicaid, you had to go back in line just like everybody else. So you had to work your assets down to $2,000 of assets. You know, basically, you had to make yourself broke. What the partnership eligibility program did was it allowed the states and the insurance companies to work together to say, if an individual has taken the time and energy and effort to go ahead and purchase a policy on their own, and it has paid out benefits on their behalf, and it is then exhausted, the amount of assets that were paid out on behalf of that individual by the insurance company are now considered excludable assets for Medicaid qualification.
That's astounding.
It is. It's a dollar-for-dollar recognition. So if your policy paid out $300,000, you now can keep $302,000 of assets without worrying about whether or not you qualify for Medicaid. It's a game changer.
It's one of those things, like the sale of your house that you get your free gain on, that I've always said that apparently nobody in Congress read it before they signed it because it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just blown away by that. And I was under a misconception that could only be shared between married couples.
Yeah, no, it's on individual policies. And the requirements, you just have to buy what they call a partnership eligible plan. So when you're working with an advisor on this, you want to make sure to ask that question. Is this eligible for partnership eligibility?
Cost differential?
There really is no cost differential. It's a difference of plan design. It has to include, the biggest difference is it has to include some form of inflation protection. So if you're under the age of 60, it has to be a compounding inflation. It can be 3%, 4%, 5%, but it has to be a compounding inflation.
And we're coming up on that one.
Yeah, but it can be that, you know, like we talked about before, the future benefit option. That works. As long as you accept those offers up until age 60, you're good. And then from 61 to 75, it has to have some form of inflation protection. Doesn't have to be compounding. It could be simple or it could be future benefit. And over the age of 75, there's no requirement. So you don't have to have the inflation at that point. But, you know, that is typically how you'd build a policy anyway. So it's not really, they're not requiring you to do anything crazy. It's just a matter of they want to make sure that the benefits that you're buying today are going to keep pace down the road.
It's one of these rare times when the government interests and our interests and the insurance carrier's interests are all kind of in alignment.
They are, yeah.
It's not very often you get a win-win-win situation. Adam knows this from, I've taught him a lot of the old expressions over the years, but this is the one that I'd like to impress on people. The day you need insurance is?
The day you can't get it.
That's right. So I don't care what age you are, if you're even thinking about this, trust me when I tell you, start getting serious about it. The day that something happens, you are out of luck, except for the possibility of some alternatives that we'll try to get to here in just a little bit. But anyway, the partnership thing is a really good deal. And from the government standpoint, another thing we were just talking about, if anybody remembers the CLASS Act, it was part of Obamacare where they were trying to get real inexpensive coverage to the average person on the street. Well, the Congressional Budget Office looked at the numbers on it and laughed it out of existence, more or less, and said it's just absolutely economically infeasible. There isn't that much money. This is not something that you're going to get a lot of help with, people. This is the most individual responsibility that you can take with your own lives, your own wealth, and your own family. It just has to be considered if you're in any kind of a direction toward true financial independence. I thought maybe Obamacare would have influenced it a lot. Apparently it has not. The Medicaid qualifications, for those of you who are thinking that you can avoid it just by doing Medicaid, you're talking about getting yourself into a financial situation that would make most of us shudder.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed? Do you know what offhand what asset level we're talking about?
You have to work your assets down to $2,000. That's what you have in excludable assets. And if you have a spouse that's still living in a home, the home may be excluded from that. If it's under a $500,000 market value limit.
If a spouse is living there.
If a spouse is living there and or certain dependent
yeah,
children
right.
or things like that. So yes, you can do that. But and if it's homesteaded, it's allowable under the $500,000. But you have to pass in the state of Florida an income test as well as an asset test. So it isn't just about the assets. You also have to have an income that's pretty low. I think the number is $1,800 and something per month. And that includes Social Security, pension, investment income. So that's a pretty low level of total income and total assets that they want you to be at.
Well, it just shows you that the whole concept of Medicaid was not for the average person to live off the government. It's
right.
for people who desperately need some help, and being the society that we are, we're going to try to take care of them a bit. But I wouldn't get there on purpose. I would hope never to get there by accident either. All right. Alternatives. What if you try to buy a long-term care insurance policy, and in the course of underwriting, it's found that you have something wrong with you that will not qualify you? Because these people are getting tougher and tougher on their underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want sick people to get into the program when they're sick. Yeah, they got enough responsibility once you do, right?
Yeah. No, so if you can't qualify on a health basis, the most commonly used strategy there is that we do some sort of a future annuity so that you have an income stream potential down the road when you may need the care. And certain triggers can certain things can trigger those benefits to be paid. So that's, you do have options out there.
And that's true both in the annuity product and the life insurance product?
Yeah, the life insurance product is really a little bit different. The life insurance was designed to be, a lot of people just finally said, I don't want to pay premiums for the rest of my life and have the potential that I may or may not need this insurance. And so the product that filled that hole in the market was a hybrid product. And basically, it's a life insurance product product with long-term care benefits. And there's a number of carriers that do this, and how it works is basically, you know, you move assets. It's not an income play. It's more of an asset play. Sometimes it's from, you know, you take it out of an existing life insurance policy, you 1035 exchange the money over into a product like this, or it can just be money that's sitting in the bank not earning anything. So you reposition the assets, you gain leverage, both on a death benefit side, if you actually died, or a long-term care side. And it's, you know, everybody always wants to know the numbers. So I'll use, you know, in the example of, I was working with a client last week, about 60 years old, a male. We were able to reposition $100,000 of assets and gain a $300,000 pool of benefits for long-term care and about a $210,000 death benefit. So either way, somebody's going to get that. And the cool thing is, in certain products, there's still full liquidity of your original investment. So even if this is an emergency fund or other things that you may need to tap into, you still have the access to it. So it's a dual-purpose vehicle.
Mm-hmm. It's not to be confused with long-term care insurance.
No.
It's not.
No.
The way I break this down to describe what I mean about that is, if you have a long-term care policy and you've been paying in X number of years, you've paid in X number of thousands of dollars, chances are by the end of year one, you're living off the insurance company's money from there on. Because you suck that up, we've probably paid in 50, 60, 70,000. If one of us needed care for a year, we have used up every premium dollar we ever put in there, and now we're living off the insurance company's money. Most of these so-called hybrid products are your money that you're getting back. Now, I like this concept of the life insurance because it kicks up the pool a little bit right at the beginning. So you're actually drawing down out of your own future benefit, but you're not exactly pulling it out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a strange thing. And to me, it very much illustrates the need for talking to people who understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the more I talk about it, the more I realize that Carrie's very good at it and has, well, you keep up to date, obviously, you have to, but also if you just have any questions, she's been just very kind and generous with her time about asking it. We've had some problems with the price increases coming by, and what we found was that no policy is carved in stone, right?
That's absolutely true. Yeah, there's been price increases across the industry. So over the last few years, if you had a long-term care policy that you bought 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the industry got a bad name because a lot of the carriers were going up, and some of them pretty significantly. It was a matter of, like you said earlier, that they just underestimated what this was really going to be when they first came out with the products. The number of claims, the length of claims, and the interest rate and the lapse rate all contributed to that. But you do have options. You can call the carrier and you can modify your plan. It's not set in stone. You can make adjustments that are going to allow you to not have to take on that increase.
Okay, so there's usually a way to salvage it rather than just giving it up.
Absolutely.
We don't want to see people go without these things. As financial planners, it would be some kind of malpractice if we let that happen without putting up a really good fight. Well, thanks for being here. I really appreciate your time, Carrie. The trivia question, the Russell 3000 is up 1% on the year, but the average stock in it is down 2% on the year, which shows you that this has been a stock picker's year. If you happen to be a good one, you'd own a lot of Amazon. I don't own any, whatever that says. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we're here live after the Thanksgiving holiday. Be careful out there. Stay safe, and we will see you at 10 o'clock next Saturday. Take care.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3.